Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. But, you know, that way there, if you're part of the solution, guess what? You're not. Guess what? You're not. Come on, come on. You're not part of the problem. If you got the info you need moving forward to make a difference, to be able to nicely, not a Joe Messina way, but nicely challenge some of those people on the other side of the aisle, then guess what? I mean, you will stump them. I guarantee it. And in the last week, I think I've talked to you guys about this before. In the last week, I've had some conversations with some of my more moderate Democrat friends. Yes, I have those, believe it or not. But the issue here is how much they don't know. In all sincerity, they have watched CNN. They listen to, they don't realize the creep, the creep that they get from their friends that they're taking in and believing to be truth. And it's too bad, man, because some of these people are pretty smart. They just don't, they don't keep up with the day-to-day stuff like we do, or like I do, for that matter. So, again, I say to you, you got to pay attention. You have to be informed. Because you'd be surprised at how many of these people you'll say to them, I'm not speaking about what I saw on Twitter. I'm telling you A, B, and C is actually true. This is truly what's going on. This particular person I was talking to the other day has listened to her friends and CNN so much, she had no clue, really, what was going on with the Bidens. Absolutely none. Which also makes no sense. You would think some of these people would have a clue, would pay attention, would keep up on what's going on around them. Again, this is my personal opinion. I'm not saying you have to do this. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, on this day in history, ready for this? I know, I don't do these that often, but this one, man, this is one we were taught about in school all the time. On this day in history, August 4th, 1892, Lizzie Borden's father and stepmother, gee, they were murdered in Massachusetts. Right? And you heard this forever. We are we're on a station in Fall River, Massachusetts. This is where this happened, Fall River, Massachusetts. Andrew and Abby Borden, father and stepmother of the 32-year-old Lizzie Borden, they were brutally murdered on this day in history. I wonder if they have Lizzie Borden Day back there. Right? I mean, look, based on what you see going on all over the place today, you just never know. Lizzie Borden was later tried and for the murders. Her weapon of choice was believed to be a hatchet. Right? Now, they made a big deal out of it, of course, like everything else. There was even a song about it. But Lizzie Borden was acquitted of the double homicide. Now, again, God only knows what really happened there. But when you read through the facts, it's kind of hard to believe that she didn't do it. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOEY, 855-732-5563. Tony Smith's going to join me right after the break. Always appreciate her time with me, and we've got so much to go over. We have so much to deal with. We're going to have a lot of fun. I especially can't wait to the view piece. Do we really? These people just make me nuts. I mean, seriously. Maybe I'll wait. No, I'm not going to wait until she comes on. Take a listen to the screeching. I was going to call it a conversation, but you can't call it a conversation anymore. These people are just gone. Take a listen. Oh, come on. Really? Let me see.
A question for Democrats.
But I think, no, it's a question to give the credit for that. Only 41% approval.
I would think it's
is it because they think he's old? Because I don't...
The case is resolved.
All right. This makes me nuts when they do this to me. Anyway, 855, I'll play it when Sonia's on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Truly make sure that you have the information you need. Just like this, we come back. There's so much to this story. And the ladies on The View, again, I don't know why. This is like a phony soap opera. I don't even know why people listen to them. But the multiple co-hosts of The View, they grilled co-hosts, Alyssa Farah Griffin, over her unwillingness to vote for President Biden in the 2024 presidential campaign. Think about it. They're bullying her and browbeating her to do what they want her to do. And the co-host, Joey Behar and Sonny Hostin, went after Farah Griffin, who considered herself a Republican, for saying she does not want to vote for the Democrat president. She fired back and said that instead of her colleagues worrying about why one Republican will not vote for Biden, they should ask why Democrats are reluctant to vote for him. We'll hit that when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with my co-host, Sonia Schmidt.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Well, they can't deny it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5566. So look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution, seriously. If you're not, right, I mean, you're part of the problem. You realize that. And don't play in games. There's no way around it. All right, Sonya Smith joins me like she does every week. She's my co-host on Fridays. We have such a good time, seriously. And, you know, Sonia, every yes. time, I don't think of these women because I think of you as being part of the women, but, you know, the entertainment world just loves these women on The View. You know, is it a certain drug
you
that they
so?
Get? Do I think so? Oh, my God. You hear all these shows talking about them. Ellen DeGeneres, you know, she talks about them. All of that.
I think they just use newspaper clippings and sound bites and stuff just like the rest of us. I don't think anybody is watching The View. I think they're a staple, kind of like Saturday Night Live. Nobody's watching it, but it's kind of an American television thing. They've been on the air like 100. Who watches that? You know, you hear those women hooping and hollering in the audience, but do you ever see the audience?
No, you're right. I didn't think of that. Like, what are there, 22 people there, maybe? And they actually were sleeping out front, so they brought them in for food and comfort.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, take a listen to these brain surgeons.
Okay.
Seem to be getting the credit for that. Only 41% approval. Is it because they think he's old? Because I don't see anything else they can point to with him particularly.
Well, it's a question for Democrats.
But it's a question for you, really, because what? You said you would not
vote.
She's
not voting. No, I'm not.
One vote.
Every vote counts, and your vote counts, and I'm going to say it to you again, but I know you don't want to hear it.
Why won't Sonny Hostin look the person in the face he's talking to? But let me finish this.
Why is your candidate not doing better with Democrats? That's who he needs to win. And moderate.
Because they think he's old. That's why.
I
am the same age as
Joe Biden. Is not doing poorly because I won't vote for Joe Biden. Let me just make that clear.
You have to.
Yeah, it's just amazing, right? Yeah, let me kill this. We don't need any more of this. But basically, they're on her case for her. That is the epitome of bullying, right? They're coming down on her. Don't understand why she won't vote. They fill that stereotype of a bunch of nasty old women that are just out there beefing on everybody.
See, I just heard cackling. I just heard a bunch of hens in a hen house. Cackling at one another and biting and flapping their wings and really getting nothing done.
Joy Behar thinks that the only reason he has a bad image, is because he's old.
And he's old, and that's ageism, by the way. And right. Yeah, and how dare us not admire him just because he's old. And falls down and talks stupid and takes money from, you know, countries that were.
Well, yeah, you forgot the shaking hands of people that don't exist. I mean, that's always a lot of fun, too, right?
Can't find his way off stage and really getting us into an economical, free fall. Other than that.
Other than that, I'd just like to play Mrs. Lincoln.
Exactly.
I mean, right? I mean, and nobody has commented on the fact that now he has to use the stairs, the small stairs at the back of the plane to get up into the plane.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. He's got to take the little people's stairs. But I just think, I wish that his only flaw was that he was old. I mean, wouldn't that be great if that was the only problem?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all living under the curse of this Biden regime. Listen, if it's not just a matter of our side losing and we have sour grapes, we're suffering. The country is suffering. You know, I tried to get gas today, and all I could get was a half a gallon of gas. It wasn't
all all you could afford was a half a gallon of gas.
Right. Yeah. And I stood there for the longest pretending I was filling up so I didn't look like, you know, a broke. But
back in the 70s, I was a lot boy, all right, at a car dealer, and I used to have to go fill up cars and what have you in the whole nine yards, and we had a special deal with a gas station right around the corner. But I remember the lines of the 70s. I remember them blocks away from the gas station. Remember, if your plate ended in the odd number, you had odd number days, even number days. And some people go, really? Well, I don't remember that happened. Well, yeah, then you weren't driving.
Yeah, they weren't driving.
Right?
I mean, I don't know that I... Yeah, I guess I... I was, but I was paying attention to what was going on. But, you know, I was laughing the other day because somewhere Jimmy Carter is sitting around, you know, as feeble as he is, going, uh-huh, and you thought I was the worst president, you know, ever. Yeah, Biden's pretty proud of himself right now. I mean, Carter's pretty proud of himself right now.
Oh, please. But Carter went from number one to number three, right? You now have Joey B, you got Obama, and then you got Carter or Carter.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they saying are they giving Obama credit where credit is due for being the number two worst, second worst?
Oh no, they're not. Yeah, no. No.
Yeah, he was, I remember white knuckling it through those whole 8 years of not being, I wanted to sell my property. I had to wait, you know, just not having any gas money, not going any place. It was pretty miserable then. And then I think, why? Wow, look who was also in office at that time. Good old Joey B.
Yeah, he just amazing. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
there's a common denominator here, and it sounds like Joey B.
Well, yeah, and the funny thing about it, you know, Obama made fun of him for years.
Oh, yeah.
And still kind of does offhandedly.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they know he's an empty shell. And,
I wish he was an old empty shell. But the guy's a crook. The guy's, you know, really potentially, it's not a... It's not a far-fetched guess that he's in bed with our enemies.
Oh, yeah. But listen, do you really believe he's as active today as he was, I don't know, 5 years ago? Because, I mean, even in the few years he's been in office, he's lost it even more.
Right,
The people behind him, some of the things that he's done, it's the people behind him that are truly making things happen, signing his name, pulling the strings. In my humble opinion, we'll be back in a minute. Got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Sonya Schmidt, your other co-host. Be back in a few minutes.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. The Biden administration says the latest jobs report indicates slow and steady growth for the economy. The comments come after July data showed the smallest jobs increase since 2020. The unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%. Wall Street closing the week on a sour note comes as the markets reacted to poor corporate earnings releases. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 150 points. Former President Trump's election case now moving to the pretrial phase after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges.
Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled for August 28th, where a trial date is likely to be scheduled. Justice Department lawyers are pushing for the case to be tried quickly, while Trump's defense argues it could take years to review the government's evidence and gather their own. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Trump on Truth Social Friday called for the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene on his behalf. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Bassi, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Let me bring her on, my co-host on Fridays. Sonya Schmidt joins us, as she does every Friday. You know, I don't even care anymore. It's like, when I say to add some color to the day, you know where people will go with that, right? But I don't care anymore. It's just so crazy. You gotta have a female. You can't have males all the time on these talk shows because right. We're boring.
So, are you saying I'm a double token on your show?
I guess, yeah. Well, triple, really, right? Color, a black woman.
Black,
right?
Female,
and you're conservative. I hit the trifecta. Are you serious?
You did.
Yeah.
But you have conservatives on this.
I'm going to go play me the billion-dollar lottery tonight. Don't you love this about the lottery? It's like if it's $5 million or $6 million, you never see lines out at the liquor store, right? It's like, hey, $5, $6 million. I'm not worth my time. Right, yeah. But when it gets up there like $6 of $100 million, they're like, oh, I could get me a new car for that kind of money. And chances, somebody said it the other night, it was like 1 in 383 million of hitting that thing, right?
But so. It happens. I don't buy them. I'm not a good gambler. I'm too cheap. But I would really frustrate anybody in the line behind me because I don't know what I'm buying. You know, if I wanted to buy one, I don't know. Or do you do scratch-offs anymore? Do you do... I don't know what you would do, well, so I would take so much time, people would get angry with me.
I feel really bad. I got to tell you something. I feel really bad. This is going to come off all wrong, but I know you know where my heart's at. That person who won in L.A., the Hispanic woman, she'll be broke in 2 years, and it was almost $1 billion, okay?
That's not saying anything untoward. It always, that's what happens.
Well, I knew the I think it was the first or second big winner in California. He won $147 million, okay, him and his wife. And you want to talk about a real cool story? His wife gave him $20 a week to live on. He was a security guard.
Oh, I love her.
Right? So he'd go to work. And he spent a dollar on Friday, and he won on Saturday. Okay? It was a quick pick ticket. So anyhow, within 3 years, he was working as a security guard again because he was broke. Because poor people don't know how to handle money. They do not. It's not that they're stupid. They just don't really understand how money flows. Go ahead.
I wish we did learn that. You know, I've been listening to Robert Kawasaki, and I let grandson listen to him, and he's intrigued by him. And the fact of the matter is we don't learn what to do, and we develop terrible habits because we operate out of fear and lack, and that, you know, which, you know, most people do in general. But the advantage that people who are around money or have decent educations is they learn about money. Listen, I had an accountant rob me blind, left me completely penniless after years and years and years of working in television because I wasn't watching him carefully. I didn't have that much for him to do, so I assumed he was doing it correctly until he called me up one day and said, "You don't have anything left," and wouldn't give me all of my records back.
Wow.
Yeah, I recently just had to throw away all of it. The statute of limitations is over. I couldn't afford to do a forensics on it. I could tell that he had my money stuffed in all different accounts all over the place. He did buy himself a nice piece of property in the Marina Del Rey, I found out.
That's cool. That's good. Well, you want him to look like he has money, at least, even if it's yours, right?
Yes. Seriously. And in Malibu. But, yeah, we all know. I mean, I came from being a welfare mom to a TV writer, TV producer. Didn't have that much money, much to spend my money on, put my kids in through school and stuff like that. I wasn't a real big spender, like I'm not a gambler.
Right.
So, he pocketed that money and went on about his business. So we all know. We just don't know.
Yep. Well, yeah, I know you know I wasn't trying to be mean.
Racist.
I like that one. That's even better.
We don't know what to do with money. We're not used to it, you know. We go out and we go out and buy cars. My grandson now knows the difference between assets and liabilities.
You know? That's great. That's
so
really cool.
Is this an asset or is this a liability? So.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about how dangerous Christians are. So,
evil people.
Oh, they are terrible, terrible, terrible people. Because you can't shake them from their beliefs. That's just bad. Anyway, I'm going to screw this guy's name up because I already did what I was talking to you about. A Christian singer and conservative activist, Sean. You said it was Fecht or something like that.
I think it's Foix. It's the weirdest name. Sean
I'll call him Fecht because if I say it the other way, we may have a problem. So, I guess they're going around to different state capitals and they're doing, you know, Christian prayers and mini concerts there at the steps of the capitals or what have you, and do worship services on top of it. So I always thought Idaho was a more conservative community, if you would. So the Idaho paper wrote a piece on how dangerous that these people are, these worshipers are, these Christians are. They attacked him, they attacked his allies as dangerous activists and charlatans who want to inject their brand of Christianity into government. And I think this is hilarious when you think about what the left is doing in interjecting their ideologies into government, don't you?
Yeah, they went out on a limb there. I think you're right. I thought Idaho was a conservative place, location.
Yeah.
You know, that's, but then the newspaper, you know what, I don't know, far be it for us to figure out what people who hate God, this is beyond being personal right now. They hate God so much that they can say some ridiculous stuff like that. Well, Sean, I don't know if you remember, but Sean went out and did concerts, major concerts in leftist areas during COVID. And, in fact, he has a documentary that I haven't seen yet, but I hear it's very good, called Super Spreader. Because that's what they were accusing him of.
Oh, that's right.
Then.
Yep.
So now I guess they've just kicked it up a notch because they can't stop this guy. And I'm telling you, thousands of people I'm pretty sure it was in the thousands, were saved, gave their lives to Christ because of his musical concerts.
Yeah, I know, and that's what the biggest thing that they're afraid of, and you worked with these group of people, is that They are the gods. In their mind, they are the gods. They are the gods of Mount Olympus. We know better than you. Look to us. We will care for you. We will make sure you have a place to stay. We'll make sure you have a job and you have food. But we're going to take care of you. You look to us. When God says, no, you look to me.
Yeah. And they really do think we're stupid. I mean, above all, they think that they are here to help school us. They really think that we're stupid. And it irks them. It just irks. I think I don't know if I told the story on air. It was Christmas time. And when I came into the writer's room, they all had whoopee cushions. Those cushions that you sit on and they sound like flatulence. Well, yeah. Guess who? The picture of Christ with the thorns was pictured on the whoopee cushion, and of course they did that for my benefit. And I'm like, how sick. I mean, you had to put money into that gag. That just, you know,
yeah, somebody had to actually buy that. But look at when you peruse, I don't know, some of you do this, but you know, people like me and Sonia have to go looking at these stories, and I usually look at several different versions of them, you know, whether it's on CNN, MSN, whatever. But one of the places I go to now is the, MSN.com, and it pulls stories from all over the place together now on their front page, right?
Yeah.
And when you look at these pages, it's just amazing. They come up with stories. Now, if you don't know what these websites are, you might believe they're total truth.
Right.
But, you know, one title, Killing Affirmative Action Wasn't Enough for Conservatives. Now they're coming after black female entrepreneurs. Sure we are. Yeah, we're working hard at that. Right? That's potential game changer, the American Academy of Pediatrics is now reviewing and looking at their support for young gender, trans people, trans kids, or whatever they're calling them. Again, you look through these titles, they scare the crud out of you.
Yeah, and they do. And then, for me, like, I start reading them, and then I go, whose article is this? And then I realize where it came from. And because I know I forwarded something to someone, and they go, it came from Yahoo.com. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, never mind.
Wow. Oh, but, and by the way, there's a black professor that won't let her daughter watch Barbie. Not because it takes a swipe at maleness, because there's too many white people in it. We'll talk more about that when
really
we come
white.
Back.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, she
white.
Is really white. She doesn't get out of the sun much.
White.
We'll be back.
And Ken is very white.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. Look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. There you go. The days of Vegas. Gone forever. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week as my co-host. And we hit everything. There ain't nothing we don't hit, so to speak.
We do. We not scared.
No. not at all. Right? So, anyway, like I said, there's all kinds of news going on. You know, we already know about Joey B. We know how corrupt he is. We know how corrupt the family's. You notice, quickly, but did you notice how when he didn't mention his seventh grandchild, they kind of defended him for not doing that, right? They really didn't make a big deal out of it. It's a family thing. It's a personal thing. But then when he did not so much recognize the grandchild, when somebody asked him how many grandchildren he had seven, the mainstream media, they just went gooey gaga over him going, oh, you know, It was so nice of him to do that. He's such a, it's like, no, he isn't. He's a scumbag, period.
They don't think we can see them. I swear, I think the left generally thinks they have this invisible force field around them, and we can't tell the difference in what they do. They gaslight and can't keep up with the lie, so, you know.
So if they put their hands over their eyes, you know, we can't see them kind of thing.
Right. It's like Curly and the Three Stooges. They say, well, I'm hiding, you know.
All right. So Black Professor won't let her daughter watch Barbie, but it has nothing to do with that anti-misogynist whatever message. And it has everything to do with it's just too white. I mean,
well,
can you have a movie that's too white or too black, really?
I think you can. I saw a movie the other day that was so black, I really wanted to ask some white people if they saw it and if they understood it. It was really good, but it was very black. Like some comics, there's a guy in the old days, you know, he passed away years ago, his name's Robin Harris, and, you know, I tried to turn my ex-husband onto him. My ex-husband, if you look in the dictionary, he under really, really, really white person.
Yeah. When you see, you look up Anglo, and he's right there.
Anglo. Yeah. And he didn't understand a word this comic was saying. So, yeah, I think you can. Barbie is, I think in general, and it was many years until they incorporated a black doll in the whole Barbie family. I think she's pretty white. She's white. She's like California white. You know, blonde,
she's
surfer.
Plastic. Of course she's white.
They had black dolls in those days. They were baby dolls, but they weren't, you know. Yeah. Barbie was very sophisticated. I have much bigger problems with that movie than obviously this woman has. And I do believe that there were some characters of color in the Barbie movie. I don't know. I'll have to ask my daughter. She and I got into a big conversation, let's call it, about the whole movie. She really enjoyed it, and I think those messages, it's an anti-male message, anti-man message.
You and many others. I was reading, you know, bits and pieces, and that's exactly how people felt.
Yeah, I think people are really getting tired of being blindsided. You know, and her argument was, this is a PG-13 movie. Barbie has always been, you know, Ken has always been an afterthought. This was his sort of coming-of-age story as well. And I guess, I just think when you have Barbie, you just want to take your kid and enjoy yourself. I think most people, at least half of America, is sick of spending $20 to go to a movie with their kid, and then they get bombarded with social justice messages, you know. And the odd thing, somebody brought this up yesterday. I thought it was really interesting. This movie is greenlit by women. It's produced by Margot Robbie's, the actress who starred in it. It's produced by her production company. She's one of the richest, most successful women actresses, producers, production companies in Hollywood right now.
Right.
And what are they decrying? Women aren't getting treated fairly, you know. And it's like, come on, we're getting sick of it.
Oh, no question about it. You know, people have had it with this stuff. And they're seeing it, we're at the box office, they're seeing it in the stores, or, you know, I mean, Bud Light is now, or Bud as a whole, they're, you know, when you lose 300 and some odd, I think it was 30 some odd million dollars in one quarter, that's a big deal for these people.
Yeah, but they're not going to stop doing it. First of all, the Barbie movie I hear is very good. So they're doing well, and they're going to do well. But are they going to put a pause on social messages in their movies? No. Like I said, their job in Hollywood, and I've been there, I've sat there, I've been a part of this. Their message is what's more important than money. Even if the movie had tanked, they would have felt very good about themselves. They would have felt like good people because they promoted an idea that they have to promote, which is that, you know, women are, you know, you would think that we're still in the suffrage movement.
That's you're right. That's true. You would think they were still. Well, it's you. Did we talk about this last week? I asked you. I said, "Is there anything that you, even as a black woman, let alone a woman, is there anything that you can't do that a white woman or a white person can do?"
there's a lot I can't do because I don't have the time, inclination, or desire to do it.
All right, let me rephrase that. Is there something that you're prohibited from doing because you're a black woman?
Oh, no. No, if you put it that way, no.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of where they're at. I mean, again, people don't realize. Albeda King, when she came to town, I listened to these young black girls talk to her about racism, and they must have hit a nerve. But at one point, she stopped, and she got that look on her face like, oh, sweetie, you don't know what racism is all about, okay?
No,
let me tell you what racism is about. And she just went off. She and made several of them very uncomfortable, I'm sure.
Good.
You know, but yeah, I agree with you. Good. I'm glad she did that. I'm glad she went for the jugular and said, stop it. You're not experiencing racism. I say the same thing to Christians today. You're not experiencing persecution. You want persecution?
Right.
Go to China with the Bible in your hand.
Oh, that's right.
You know, paint it on your T-shirt. Then you'll find out what persecution's about.
That's right.
You know?
And these are Christians that aren't even speaking up in behalf of their faith. They're shut down before they even try to say anything, and then they're whining about being persecuted.
Yep. All right.
Now,
go ahead.
No, we just become a society of complainers and whiners and blamers and victims.
I like that. The United States of whiners. I like that.
We're getting United States of whiners.
Yep. So apparently the entire staff at the Cinnabon store in Los Angeles, they walked off the job today. Because they're going to file a civil rights complaint against their employer over a recent policy that bans all pride decor.
Okay, all right? For them.
Now, this is, I don't care if it's pride, Irish pride, Italian pride, whatever. This is a private store. They could do whatever they want to. If they want to ban every flag except for the American flag, they can do it.
And they could actually do that, too.
Yep.
Here's the thing. Is they can go find another job.
But see...
No problem. I'd rather have people who work for me who are okay with that decision.
But this is... You and I have been doing this for a long time now, and we've talked about this before, where you saw the Twitter employees go after the old bosses, right? We're not going to do this. You have to do this. I'm going, wait a minute. Who works for who here? Once
who
the employees get control... You would have a problem, right?
Yeah, buddy.
And
I'd be like, bye, Felicia. They would be so gone.
Yep.
That door would swing one way. These spoiled little brats.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have pieces of paper ready that I would hand to them or were directions to the unemployment office.
Exactly.
Oh, here you go, sweetie. Really? Okay, I'm sorry you're upset. Here, let me help you.
They do have to pay, don't they? The employers have to pay for... Unemployment. Oh, that kind of stinks.
I would rather pay the unemployment.
Yeah, you know? Those are the consequences.
Or just shut that store down, you know?
You have to do it coming in. Now that they've made a decision before they hire people, they have to let them know ahead of time, in the beginning, this is what's going to happen. I mean, there are some things that we have to sign to get my grandson in his new school, and one of which was there are only two genders and sexes here, male and female. You have to sign that agreement. I'm like, where do I sign?
Yeah, right. Hey, we only got about a minute and a half or so, but writer's strike is dragging on, and it doesn't look like there's an end in sight, does it?
And I laugh.
I know you've got family members, but I mean, the reality here is it doesn't look like it's going to get fixed.
No, it doesn't look like it's. And I was reading an article basically by, maybe it was Nick... Nick Nolte, but a conservative writer who writes a lot about Hollywood. I can't think of his name. But he had some really good points why this thing is not going to work out well for the writers, and they might, you know, might want to reconsider what they're doing. They have very little leverage.
Hey.
It's kind of, they have very little leverage. And financially, this the way he wrote his article, I understood a little bit more about what the powers that be are claiming. Yeah, what they're up to. And it makes total sense from a financial point of view.
But let's talk about this a little bit more on the other side, because AI is going to be able to do a lot of the work that they do.
It may not happen tomorrow, but it's in the works.
Yep.
And there ain't nothing.
All right, you listen to the Joe Messina Show. Sonya Schmidt, my co-host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.